Sechtes Idias, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Tes. So this Mishnah is discussing if someone is changing over money, Maisa Sheni, from regular money to different types of money, how you have to do it. So HaPeiret Selam, Imois, Maisa Sheni. So someone who wants to exchange copper coins of Maisa Sheni, and he wants to turn it into a Selam, meaning he doesn't want to schlep so many coins up to Yerushalayim. See, he already separated coins of copper, and now he wants to turn it into one Selah coin. You could take the entire, all the copper coins, and turn it into one Selah. You can't do that. You have to do 50-50%. 50% you could do into silver coins, but the other half you have to keep as copper coins. What was he worried about? Beisilah was worried that everyone's bringing their Maisa Sheni at the same time to Yerushalayim. They get to Yerushalayim with their silver coins, and all of a sudden now they have to change them into smaller coins, into copper coins, in order to make their purchases. And everyone's going to be demanding copper coins. There'll be such a demand that the price of the copper coins will go up. So therefore they said, Beisilah said, you have to bring at least 50% of the coins you have to bring up have to be the cheaper copper coins. Like this, there won't be a run on the copper coins to exchange them into. You're not allowed to transfer Maisa Sheni money and Maisa Sheni produce together to the same silver coin. So meaning I have some peiros and some coins, and I want to make it together into one coin. So for example, if someone has Maisa Sheni worth a half a dinar, and then he has produce worth a half a dinar, he's not allowed to transfer them both together to a single dinar coin. It's only if it's kept separate. You have to have it distinct. The money, and the produce, the produce. The Chum say there's no problem. You could take the two of them together and transfer it onto one coin. Mishnah Yud. Ha'poyret Sela Shal Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim. If someone is separating a Sela of Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, Yishamei Yoimrim, Yishamei says, B'kala Sela Mois. So now you're in Yerushalayim, and you have your silver Sela coin, and you want to transfer it into copper coins. So Yishamei says, B'kala Sela Mois. You're allowed to exchange the entire Sela into copper. You can make in one shot, turn it into copper. Yishalayim Reshekel Kesef Shekel Mois. You should be paid it back into one silver, half of it, meaning half the Sela into a shekel, and then half of it you could do into copper. So the reason why the Chachamim said that you have to do it this way is because they were worried that you wouldn't spend all of the copper coins this time. And copper coins lose their value over time, they corrode. So therefore, you'll end up taking some back with you, and those will turn into bad coins. So therefore, the Beisol said, Shekel Kesef, Shekel Mois, only do half of it at a time. Hadonim lefnei Chachamim Aimrim. So those who debate in front of the Chachamim said, B'shloisha dinrim kesef. You must exchange for 3 dinars worth, meaning 3/4 of a sela you could do into silver. Uva dinar mois, only 1/4 you can make into copper coins. Rabbi Akiva Aimer b'shloisha dinrim kesef. You have to take change for 3 dinars worth in silver coins. Uva revius kesef, revius mois. So Rabbi Akiva Aimer b'shloisha dinrim kesef, uva revius kesef, revius mois. He says even that last 1/4 you can't take the whole 1/4 in copper. But rather that, only half can you take. Basically, 1/16 of that last copper 1/4 of that last sela are you allowed to turn into copper coins. Reb Tarfin Oimer, Reb Tarfin says, Arba Asperei Kesef. Out of the 4th dinar, you can only take 4 aspers in silver, which is basically 1/20 of the last coin are you allowed to take in copper. Shammai says, Yanichenu b'chanos v'yeichal kenegda. You're not allowed to do any of this, but rather you should give the sela to the store owner, and you take food whenever you need it. Kenegda, that sela, that's the best you could do. Have a good day.